My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Get the latest on the Giants and Jets on WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM-HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Tommy Lou Gehrig.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dude's dog's damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Well, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. The Knicks are winning this series in 5. 888-808-1019. I want to plant my flag right there that the Knicks are going to win this series in 5 games. If you heard me at all last week, I told you if the Spurs got by the Thunder, they would celebrate it like it was their championship. And that's exactly what happened on Saturday night. Tears of joy from Wemby. Tears of accomplishment. Hey, we won something. Well, you didn't win the entire thing. So you might want to wipe those tears because you have the red-hot bulldozer Knicks that are coming in experienced, ready to go, with one thing on their mind, and that's winning a championship. Because the Spurs, they have a very long window. They have a core of young players that are going to be around for a very, very long time, led by Wemby. So in the back of their mind, San Antonio can say, oh, you know what? If we don't get one this year, we're going to be around for a decade plus. Probably going to win 3 or 4 of these. So our time will be next year, year after, but it's going to be our time at some point. Whereas the Knicks, and I think they have this mentality, this is it. This is our best shot at winning a championship. We are steamrolling through the competition. We are fully healthy, and I expect Mitchell Robinson to be out there for the finals. It's a broken pinky. I know the Knicks are going to tell you we don't know. We got to check with the doctors and all this nonsense. He's going to be playing, Mitchell Robinson. So the Knicks are fully healthy. They have the experience. They have the depth. They have the star power. And most of all, this is it. This has got to be the mentality of if we don't win this year, we're never getting back. Our window is going to close. Now, that may or may not be the truth, but that should be the mentality when you consider that this group has been climbing that ladder for years and years and years. They're in their prime. It's not like they're just babies like the Spurs. They're 23 and under, the three-star players. So for the Knicks, there is no second place. Losing is not an option. And I don't see San Antonio, and I told you this last week, and I'm going to hammer it home all week here before game one. When you are as young as the Spurs are, and you accomplish what they accomplished in game six and in game seven in the Western Conference Finals, and you knock off the defending champs, and you knock off a team that you are likely going to see quite often in the Western Conference Finals for years and years and years to come, and you are as young as San Antonio is, to now have to come off of that high, again, tears on Saturday night, and now have to transition into the biggest stage in the world in terms of basketball, the NBA Finals, a finals that I believe is going to break all the ratings records that we've ever had. You're talking about New York City. You're talking about the number one market. You're talking about a starving fan base that has been waiting for years and years and years for not only this team to be in the finals, but to win a championship. And then you have all the haters from all around the world that are going to tune in because it's the Knicks. It's Madison Square Garden. And they are rooting with every fiber in their body for the Knicks to fall flat on their face. And then on the other side, you have the Spurs, which is a brand name in terms of success and winning championships. And then, of course, Wemby, who is a video game. He's a freak of nature. He's something of the likes we have never seen before and will never see again. Wemby will be the future of this league. He will be the golden boy. He will be the face of the league. Just not yet. The Spurs will have their time, but not this year. Not against this Knicks team. There will be a letdown. The Spurs are not ready to win a championship. The Knicks are. This could be their only shot, and that has to be the mentality, and I believe it is the mentality of the Knicks players. And everything that is on their shoulders, the weight of a city, the team that unifies us all in the Knicks, the 50-plus year drought, the drought of championships in this city across the four major sports, all of the weight in the world on four more wins, where I believe San Antonio is happy to be here, happy to have knocked off the Thunder. And they're in for a rude awakening in this series. I think the Knicks take care of business, and I think they take care of business quite quickly. Five games. And what we have seen over the last 11 straight playoff victories, you will see on full display in the finals. The Knicks are riding a wave and a momentum that is unlike we've ever seen from this franchise, that's for sure. And it's the likes we have seen from dynasty teams, the Warriors, the Lakers. And that's why the Knicks have had all these long layoffs, because they have just completely boat raced, belt to ass, the opponents that have made them quit. They made the Sixers quit. They made the Cavs quit. Because they're getting after it on both ends of the floor at an elite rate. This team is so connected right now. One heartbeat. It's like one basketball player is on the floor. And I mean that in the best way possible. The chemistry, it finally clicked. And this is years in the making. You know, Leon Rose built this team brick by brick by brick. And it's all culminated in what we've witnessed throughout this historic playoff run. And I think the momentum that the Knicks have built here is going to carry them across the finish line for a championship, and I think they do it quickly. The inexperience of the Spurs will be their downfall. They're not ready for this moment. They're not ready for what they're about to see. The Thunder, especially Chet Holmgren, quit in Game 7. It was gutless. The Knicks aren't going to be gutless. There's no same thing, too. They won a championship last year, OKC. Not as hungry. The Knicks are starving, not just us as fans, but this group. Led by their captain, who's not going to settle for anything but a championship here. This is his legacy. This is Jalen Brunson. This is an, and he wouldn't tell you this, but this is his opportunity to put himself in rarefied air. He would be, in my now estimation, top three all time, Nick, if he wins a championship. He would pass Patrick Ewing. As great as Patrick was, I grew up idolizing Patrick Ewing. He was my favorite athlete growing up. The first athlete I ever fell in love with as a sports fan. So I hold Patrick Ewing in the highest of regards. And Patrick is an all-time great and got after it on both ends of the floor, where Brunson is not a defensive player. He's pretty awful, quite frankly. But Patrick was outstanding both ways, offensively and defensively. That being said, if Jalen Brunson wins a championship, especially when you consider he was the guy that got this all started, the captain, the most clutch player in the league, the superstar that we didn't think we were getting, but the one we always wanted and the one that he ultimately ended up blossoming into, the king of New York, all the accolades. And then to add the chip, the ring, the parade, the championship, Brunson would be top three. That's what's on the line here. Decades and decades and decades of generations of Knicks fans that have been waiting for this moment. Hoping, wishing, praying that one day they would see this team back in the finals. Because it had sunk so low for so many years. And it was so rotten and awful and quite frankly embarrassing that it felt like, hey, we're too far out to sea. We're stuck on an island with a volleyball and nobody's coming to save us. So we might as well make this volleyball our friend, even though he doesn't speak. We're going to pretend like he speaks because we're the only two on this forsaken island. We were Captain Jack Sparrow, marooned on an island. And unfortunately, there was no rum to drown our sorrows as we watched the Knicks year after year be pitiful. But that is no longer the case, as they are now four wins away from legendary status, immortality. And I think they get there, and I think they get there rather quickly. This is a business trip, but it's also personal, obviously, because it's 27 years in the making. And I understand that the players have changed, but the name on the front of the jersey is still the same. Jalen Brunson is a historian, obviously his father having played for the Knicks and obviously a member of that team. Jalen, more than anybody on that roster, gets it and gets what's at stake here and understands what happened all those years ago and knows it's payback time. Spurs in five back then, now it's going to be Knicks in five. A storybook ending. Hasn't it felt that way, though, across the board here? Like, this is the stars have aligned. Another reason why you got to win this one. When you have talent and you also have full health and the stars have aligned for you, you have to take advantage of that. Look at where Indiana is. Halliburton gets hurt in Game 7. They don't win that series. They don't have them all year. They're not even in the playoffs. And maybe they bounce back next year. Maybe. No given. It's possible their best crack at it was last year. And unfortunately, an injury cost them a championship. That's the thin line between winning it all and finishing in second, which the Knicks have done in my lifetime now twice, and I'm not looking for a third time. Like, to me, losing is not an option here. There's no world where they lose. This franchise, this city has come too far to now be disappointed, and that's what it would be, a major disappointment. You're getting a Spurs team at the right time where they are figuring it out, where they're climbing the ladder. They haven't tasted that defeat yet that all teams go through in their quest to win a championship. That gut-wrenching, gut-punching playoff series loss. The Knicks have obviously, in this group, had a lot of them on this road to the NBA Finals. They're battle-tested. The grit, the heart, and yes, the wounds and scars of playoffs past have built this team really out of granite. And now they are, to me, unstoppable. And that's what they've been. They have taken care of business at a historical pace. And once you start to play like that, you now feel like you're invincible. And it gives you all the confidence in the world. Mikal Bridges is playing his best basketball as a Knick. Karl Anthony Towns is playing his best basketball as a Knick, perhaps the best basketball of his career.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Knicks are deeper. They're more experienced, and they are ready for this moment. The Spurs are not. They're still learning on the job. Oh, sure, they're going to win championships. Wemby is going to be the face of the league. He is a player of which we have never seen before and will never see again. And you know the NBA and the gatekeepers can't wait for Wemby to take the baton and be that guy. Because he is likable, because he is a freak of nature, because he is a draw. The guy can hit threes, he's 7 foot, you know, 20,000, he's just 40 feet tall. And he has incredible skills that somebody his size should not have. You know, when I grew up, people that were Wemby size was, you know, George Murison, Manute Bol, Sean Bradley, they didn't have an ounce of the skills that Wemby has. It's remarkable. And he's going to run this league. Just not yet. The pit stop to greatness for the Spurs is a beatdown in the NBA Finals at the hands of the Knicks. San Antonio will then get theirs, but not at the expense of Jalen Brunson, Karl Anthony Towns, Mike Brown, Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby, Josh Hart, Landry Shamet, Mitchell Robinson, Deuce McBride, Jose Alvarado, Jordan Clarkson. It will not be at the hands of Leon Rose, James Dolan, and everybody that has played a hand in building this team to where they are at right now. And I may sound cocky. Well, guess what I am? I'm cocky, I'm confident, and I've been that way. And I've been consistent about it ever since I thought there was a shot that San Antonio could be sitting here as the opponent for the Knicks. Much like the Sixers were a great matchup, much like the gutless, spineless, heartless Cavs were a great matchup, the Spurs are also a great matchup. Not going to take anything away from their talent. As I've literally said about six times now that I think they're going to win multiple championships with this group. But the key players, when you look at Wemby, you look at Castle, you look at Harper, they're all 23 and under. That's too young to win the championship, especially when you're going up against a veteran group, a grizzled group, a group that is battle-tested, playoff-tested, and have been through the wars together. And it's only made them stronger. And the Knicks have been one of the best defensive teams for months now. So everybody wants to tell you about San Antonio's defense. Okay, well, the Knicks are going to put Wemby in a blender. I think OG Anunoby is going to break him. I think they're going to break their will, their spirits mentally because they're young. Castle's a kind of a hothead. And the Spurs are going to find out real quick that the bright lights of not only Madison Square Garden, but the NBA Finals are just a little too bright for where they're at in the stage of their career. A year or two from now, I would be nervous. Confident, but nervous. That's not how I feel now. The Knicks are catching the Spurs at the perfect time, off the perfect series win. Battling back, down 3-2, game seven in a really, really difficult place to win a game seven against a team that never loses back-to-back playoff games, against an arch rival, a nemesis, a team they're going to see for a decade plus, probably in the Western Conference Finals. Oh, and by the way, OKC was banged up in that series, and Chet Holmgren was literally scared of Wemby in Game 7. Scared. The type of game that should get your ass shipped out of there. That's how bad he was. You're not going to get that from Mitch. You're not going to get that from OG. You're not going to get that from Cat. The bot or Josh Hart. The people you're going to throw at Wemby, both offensively going after him and then defensively guarding him, they're not going to be intimidated. They're not going to be afraid. And the Knicks are fully healthy. Mitchell Robinson will tape up that finger and he'll be out there. He's the longest tenured Knick. I don't care what Mike Brown or the Knicks are going to tell us over the next couple days. Mitchell Robinson will be playing in the NBA Finals. He's not missing this. It's not a hamstring. It's not a calf. It's not a knee. It's not something, even a back injury where he couldn't walk. This is a pinky finger. This is the type of injury that you play, especially in the NBA Finals. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Positive Tommy here in prime time. Let's kick it off with Bobby in Belmore. What's up, Bobby?
Hello. Hello. Hey. How are you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good, Tommy. The only guy I could think of that did this was Magic. You know, a young 20-year-old. You know, first year.
Yeah, but he had vets around him, though. See, Wemby right. Doesn't have. Yeah, he has De'Aaron Fox, but I wouldn't call that a guy that's a grizzled veteran. Harrison Barnes is way past any type of prime he had. Luke Kornet. I'm talking about guys that have been there, won championships. He doesn't have, you know, guys like that Magic had around him. That's for sure. And that's not to take anything away from Magic Johnson, but the point is that Wemby and the core are all very, very, very young.
Well, Magic was by himself in Game 6, and he played probably the greatest game as a rookie in his
career. Okay, okay. But that takes a lot, though, to do something like that. And you're also talking about, like, I think you also have to put into what the Knicks are here and what is at stake and what is on the line for them. This, to me, is do or die for them when you consider this window that they have.
Let me get to the Knicks quickly. Number one, must game for San Antonio, Game 1, the way the Knicks are playing.
Mm-hmm.
And if And San Antonio does win game one, it'll be a must game for the Knicks game two, because I don't think they're going to win 4 out of 5 against San Antonio, because they're going to get the experience, the confidence. So the first two games are probably the most crucial of the whole series.
Listen, you don't want to go. You don't want to go down. I agree. I don't think it's over, but you don't want to go down 0-2. And as far as San Antonio taking game one, yeah, much like in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, it'll probably be the weakest that the Knicks will be in terms of rust, in terms of having that long layoff. And if the Spurs are going to win one of those games, that would be the one, much like Cleveland. So I agree with you. Plus, if you're San Antonio, Bobby, you want to stop the momentum that the Knicks have. We don't know how I think they'll react great, but we don't know how the Knicks are going to react after this streak is broken. Because now all of a sudden it's like, oh boy, a little kryptonite here. We didn't win our 12th in a row.
Then the pressure will be on the Knicks.
Yeah.
Number two.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances, trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da. If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet relying 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
The key to, so I just have 2 quick things before you hang up.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the key to series is talent. He's got to hit the jump from the outside, bring Wemby. I don't know if they're going to adjust San Antonio. He won't be that dominant force inside because he had Hartenstein to cover.
Right.
So if Towns brings him out of the box, that's going to be a big thing in the series.
Yep, Towns and Josh Hart, I think, are going to be able to stretch the floor, and Wemby's going to have to defend the three, which opens up the paint for guys that could get easy looks.
Unless they put someone else on Towns and leave Wemby down low, they could put the guy, the 6'7" guy, the guy that's a great three-point shooter. I can't. Parry. Anyway, let me check. Champagne. Yeah, Champagne.
Yeah, Champagne.
Champagne. And number three, if Brunson does win this, it took the Rangers 54 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Messier here is like king here. I mean, you got to put him right up there.
You're saying all-time New York sports greats, not just Nick Lohr. You're talking about comparing him now to anybody, a Ranger, a Yankee, all those guys. You're saying Eli Manning. You're trying to put Brunson now just across all the sports in New York.
Yeah, I mean, 53 years.
Yeah.
You got to put as a Messier comparison. And also, as far as the Knicks are concerned, you know, Ginobili, they're going to put a bunch of guys on Wembley. They're going to mix it up. And they're not going to just have one guy. I don't think Towns would be guarding him all the time. And it was effective, but you got to remember, you know, this Spurs team, I mean, you talk about inexperience, but I think they have experience now. I mean, they went through the champions, and they're down 3-2. I mean, it's very impressive. And the way they won it, they dominated those players. I know Holmgren sucked. He didn't do nothing. But still, I mean, they still have the defending champ. I know they were banged up.
They were banged up, yeah, no doubt. But you know what? You don't throw it back. You don't throw it back. They were still very impressive, the Spurs. But I saw some things in that series, the turnovers. You know, Wemby, I think, has these games where he offensively gives you nothing, like in Game 5. They have horrible shooting nights in San Antonio where the Spurs do when they disappear. So there's been dents in their armor where there haven't been any in the Knicks' armor all really ever since Game 3 against Atlanta.
Well, we'll see I think, like I said, you know, if the Knicks could win one of those first two on the road, you know, if not, I hope it could be a repeat of 99. You know, I don't want to see him down 2-0, and then it's going to be, you know, a lot of pressure going to be on the Knicks.
Yeah, listen, I don't see it being a repeat. I don't think they're going down quickly, the Knicks are. If they lose a series, and I don't think they will, I think they win it in 5, they'll lose it in 7. It'll be a hard-fought, classic, all-time series. The ratings will be through the roof. It'll be a massive success for the league as far as revenue, as far as ratings, as far as just overall positive reaction to it. Because you do have two very likable teams. You know, Jalen Brunson is a likable star. I know that there are many people that don't like the Knicks, but the group is likable. They don't like us. That's the theory. They don't like big mouths like me being cocky and confident. Well, whatever. Deal with it. And the Spurs are obviously, with Wemby, you know, he's a lovable star on the rise here, future face of the league. But in terms of guarding Wemby, I think it'll be Mitch, it'll be Cat, it'll be OG for sure. They're going to throw multiple bodies at him. They're going to try to frustrate him. They're going to try to get him in foul trouble. You know, I go back to Game 7. Wemby was one foul away from fouling out with about 5 minutes left to go. They had to put him back in the game. And the Thunder, and Reggie Miller was screaming about it on the broadcast, the Thunder did nothing to attack him, to try to force him to either commit his last foul, or he's going to have to lay off because he doesn't want to commit that foul. I know he's as tall as a skyscraper, but hey, in the back of your mind, you're like, I don't want to foul out at Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals. And the Thunder, who were out of gas, SGA was out of gas, they were down two of their best players, and Chet Holmgren was on the bench because he had a gutless performance. So OKC didn't have any options to take advantage of that. The Knicks have a million options. They're as deep as OKC was last year. And that depth and experience, especially when they get, and I think they will, get Wemby in foul trouble, and when Wemby goes to the bench, that it's open season. That's where you have to go into that next gear and that next level that we've seen from the Knicks this year, where they are not playing with their food, and they just literally put their foot all the way down on the gas pedal and run teams over. That's what you have to do when he goes to the bench, because they don't have, I know Cornette had the big block in Game 7 on iHeart, but overall, they don't have another type of shot blocker. So when Wemby's out of there, the paint opens up, and that is advantage Knicks, big time. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Doug in Jersey City here on After Hours. What's up, Doug?
How you doing, sir?
Great, how you doing?
I want to talk about the Knicks. I'm 64 years old,
I can actually remember the 73 when they won.
Yeah, you're in a unique position where you kind of seen it all. You've seen them win championships. You've seen them lose championships. And now here you are on the doorstep of seeing it again, hopefully winning one.
Well, I was in 1973. I would have been in sixth grade. Right. But I was very, very lucky because back then, like if you go back to 69, the Jets won in January.
Yeah, yep. Obviously, you had a bunch of championships there. Yeah, Beningo talks about that all the time, where you got them all kind of in a row there. Are you trying to say that the Knicks are going to be the start of a multiple championships in this town over the next year or so?
In 18 months. There were three champions in three different sports.
No, I understand that, Doug. I appreciate the history lesson. But the bottom line is the Knicks are playing a playoff game in a couple days here. So let's just stick more with what's happening now rather than 40 years ago. But if you want to make the case that this is going to, or 50 plus years ago, if you want to make the case that this is going to start the, trend of teams winning championships around here, great. Great. As far as the four major sports, absolutely. I'm all for that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Val in the Bronx here on After Hours. What's up, Val?
Pretty boy Tommy Lou. What's going on, my man? How you been?
What's happening, Val? Good to talk to you.
It's been a while. Yeah, I wanted to get in on some of this Knicks talk. I got a couple of things I wanted to throw at you with regard to the upcoming game. And one possible last little piece I want to throw in there also, just in case things don't go the way I want. I just want to caution people and talk people. I've been listening all day, and I heard a couple of people suggesting things about the double big and trying to run, Cat and Mitchell on the floor at the same time. I want to try to talk people away from that, only because it's a great idea, and the temptation is there. But the reason why I say no is because with Cat being prone to foul trouble the way that he is, you need to have Mitchell. You can't have both of them on the floor at the same time. And because if Cat falls into foul trouble, then you're forced to go to Hock Porter.
Yeah, Hock Porter, yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be kind of like cautious of that and try to stay away from it. And also, if you look at it with that as far as that's concerned, we've managed to kind of like play Mitch sparing minutes anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, it's really as Cat gets into his foul trouble or he gets a little bit, that's when they throw him in there. So, we can keep things exactly the way they are. Let's stay away from that whole idea of the double big. And the other thing with that, too, Wemby got beat up in both series considerably. And if you watch that last game on Saturday night, there was one play where Caruso literally threw him on the ground. I just, like, we have to, like, it's not too much of a worry for me, but it's just a little bit of a concern. We need to be cautious about, because I have a feeling that So there's going to be some meetings that they have now before this thing.
Oh, you think they're going to have the whistle? You think the officials are going to be an issue with him, trying to protect him, trying to be call it tight with the whistle with him.
Yeah, so I think just initially, at least, you know what I'm saying? Boxer's mentality, just be kind of cautious how we play that until we get a feel for how the refs are actually calling it with him.
Fair point.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
But all the other stuff that you're talking about, I think, because even with OG playing so much on him, it gives Cat the kind of like flexibility to be able to help him out if Wemby managed to get by OG. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So those are good things to hold on to. I'm just feeling really confident, and I love exactly what you think, because that mentality that they have is totally different from what you've seen from them young cats. I'm not saying that they think they won everything already, but they did have a lot of emotion. But our guys are like, they're just so locked in and so just set on the moment right now and not getting too high or too low. You are perfectly correct when you say that. I feel so, so good about what's going on, man. I don't know if we could. And one other thing, if I could just say one other thing, Tommy?
Of course.
That little piece that I was talking about, the only thing that scares me, and it's not even so much scares me, because this goes back to the way that he was playing, like just about everybody. There's chances if we get into foul trouble as far as trying to contain Wemby that we might have to start seeing people like Jemison and those kind of guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it is that Hock 40 comes in and all of that. But so long as we got bigs to throw at him and get fouls, it's all right. You know what I mean? It's all right. We're going to be great.
We are
going to be
great. Yeah, they got
our
multiple.
Chances right now are good.
No doubt.
Have a great night, Steve.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Val. Good to hear from you. They got multiple bodies they could throw at Wemby. I'm not worried. I think it's more of a concern for the Spurs, because if Wemby gets in foul trouble, they really have no answer. Where the Knicks can throw three guys at Wemby that can even eat up some fouls. When you're talking about OG, you're talking about Cat, you're talking about Mitch. Even if one of them gets in foul trouble, you can live with it. If Wemby's in foul trouble and he's got to go to the bench, it's going to be open season on that team. The experience of the Knicks is going to weigh heavily in this series. They have been almost robotic in the way they have dealt with success and moving on to the finals, where San Antonio, it was just this youthful joy that they were showing when they got there, because they're ahead of schedule and nobody thought they would get there, or most people didn't think they would knock off the Thunder or even be in that position or be in this position to host game one of the NBA Finals. And now they have to redirect that emotion that they showed and focus on a Knick team that has got veterans, that has got leadership, that has got experience, that has got talent, that is playing on a level right now better than anybody in the sport, and is on a major momentum roll here. And I could see where the Spurs mentally in this series, some of that inexperience and youth will come back to haunt them. Where I think the Knicks are going to be calm, poised. We've seen them battle back from 22 down to win a game with under 8 minutes to go. We've seen them down 2-1 in Atlanta, ultimately win that series. They have passed every test so far with flying colors. So is San Antonio, but San Antonio now has the test. And not having gone through, you know, it's graduation for the Knicks. They're seniors, it's time to graduate. The Spurs are just freshmen, and they're trying to walk across that stage. Well, it's not your time yet. It will be. And when it is, I think the Spurs will probably steamroll everybody on a way to a championship. Wemby is still figuring it out. He's going to get even better, which is scary. Same with Castle. Same with Harper. I just don't think that's going to happen in the next 2 or 3 days. 2 or 3 years, maybe even less, but not 2 or 3 days.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S.
This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here. Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. According to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.